Why is oral health so important? Teeth are important, simple as that, and with good care they can last us a lifetime. As children, we have 20 primary teeth by the age of 3. Between the ages of about 6 and 7 years, the primary teeth start to shed and the permanent teeth begin to come through. By the age of about 21 years, the average person has 32 permanent teeth, 16 in the upper jaw and 16 in the lower jaw. A normal adult tooth is divided into 3 areas: the crown, the neck, and the root.
General principles of good oral hygiene. There are several general principles that everyone should follow to try to optimise oral health, whether you have diabetes or not. You should already be familiar with them, so we won't labour the points, but here they are anyway. 1. Brush your teeth at least twice a day using fluoride toothpaste. For most people, the best type of brush will be a small-headed toothbrush with medium texture bristles. When you brush, place your toothbrush at a 45-degree angle toward your gums. This helps sweep away plaque and bacteria at the gum line. Be sure to brush all teeth surfaces, including the backs and sides. You should spend at least 2 minutes brushing every time you brush your teeth. Both manual and electric toothbrushes are effective in removing plaque. 2. Floss daily. You can't reach the spaces between your teeth with brushing alone. You can use dental floss, but you can also use interproximal brushes and dental picks to clean between your teeth if you find it easier. Water flosses are excellent for removing large pieces of food and debris, but they can't remove the biofilm from your teeth surfaces. If you use a water flosser, be sure to use traditional dental floss as well. 3. Brush your tongue. Your tongue holds bacteria like a sponge. Whenever you brush your teeth, don't forget to brush your tongue. You can use your toothbrush for this purpose. 4. Use an antibacterial mouthwash every day. Antibacterial mouthwash helps keep harmful oral bacteria at bay. In addition to washing away food and debris, it also reduces plaque buildup. Be sure to choose an alcohol-free formula to prevent dry mouth. 5. Visit your dentist regularly. Routine dental exams and cleanings are essential for good oral health. Many people do well with 6 monthly visits, but your dentist will advise you on how frequently you should attend appointments. And 6. Avoid smoking and other tobacco products. Smoking is a leading cause of gum disease and oral cancer. It's best to avoid these products altogether.
Why is oral health important for people with diabetes? Again, there are no real surprises when answering this question, especially if you think of diabetes as a condition that, when not managed properly, can lead to a range of complications. Oral health, or more specifically, oral health problems for people with diabetes are no different. They tend to happen more frequently. The basic starting point is that type 2 diabetes is very often characterized by high blood glucose levels. Glucose is found in the saliva. High glucose levels can increase the growth of harmful bacteria that, when combined with food, can form plaque. If not treated, plaque can harden into tartar and lead to gum disease. In addition, type 2 diabetes can compromise the effectiveness of the circulatory and immune systems, meaning that teeth and gums are at higher risk of problems or make problems more severe than for those without diabetes.
Oral health conditions and diabetes: gum disease, gingivitis and periodontitis. Gingivitis and periodontitis are both types of gum disease. Gingivitis is when your gums become red and swollen. If gingivitis progresses, it can become periodontitis, a serious infection that breaks down the bone and tissue holding your teeth in place. Left untreated, periodontitis loosens teeth and can cause tooth loss. Gum disease is the leading cause of tooth loss in adults. People with diabetes are more likely to develop gum disease. The relationship between diabetes and gum disease is two-way. Poor blood glucose control increases the risk of gum disease, and the prevention or treatment of gum disease can improve blood glucose control. The good news is that it can be prevented or even reversed by simply brushing your teeth, flossing, and having regular dental cleanings and checkups.
Tooth decay / cavities. Tooth decay is often caused by poor oral hygiene, but there is research to suggest that diabetes may reduce the strength and durability of tooth enamel and dentine. That's the hard substance under enamel that gives structure to teeth. Early treatment can help stop it getting worse. Tooth decay may not cause any symptoms at first, but if it gets worse, it can lead to problems, such as a hole forming in the tooth, that's a dental cavity. This in turn can lead to toothache and potentially a dental abscess. Treatment for tooth decay depends on how severe it is. If caught early, it can be reversed with fluoride mouthwashes or varnishes. In more serious cases, teeth may require filling, root canal treatment, or even extraction.
Dry mouth. Dry mouth, called xerostomia, is more likely to occur if you have diabetes. Dry mouth means a lack of sufficient saliva. Saliva helps to prevent tooth decay and gum disease. Dry mouth can occur for several reasons. Metformin can cause dry mouth, as can medications called ACE inhibitors, which are prescribed for kidney, heart, and nerve health. Dry mouth can also happen if you are dehydrated, if you smoke, or if you tend to breathe through your mouth. Following a keto diet to help manage your diabetes can also cause dry mouth. To avoid dry mouth, make sure to stay hydrated by sipping on water or other non-calorific beverages during the day. Controlling your blood sugars, stopping smoking, and chewing sugar-free gum can help too. If you suffer with dry mouth, talk with your doctor or dentist about using saliva substitutes or mouthwash.
Burning mouth syndrome. Yes, there is such a thing as burning mouth syndrome, BMS. BMS is a painful condition that causes a burning, scalding, or tingling feeling in the mouth. Dry mouth or taste changes can occur at the same time. The tongue is usually affected, but you may feel pain in your lips, roof of your mouth, or in your entire mouth. The pain can last for months or years. The pain may be reduced when you eat or drink. Certain medical conditions can cause BMS, including diabetes, thyroid issues, allergies, mouth infection, nutrition deficiencies, and acid reflux. Even toothpaste or a mouthwash that contains alcohol can cause BMS. BMS can be treated in several different ways, including saliva replacement products or specific oral rinses, various medication options, and developing strategies to address anxiety and depression and cope with chronic pain.
Oral thrush. Oral thrush is a fungal, a yeast infection that occurs in the mouth that can be caused by poorly controlled diabetes and aggravated further by smoking. Symptoms include white patches on the inner cheeks, tongue, roof of the mouth and throat, redness and soreness in the mouth, loss of taste, pain with eating or swallowing, and cracking and redness at the corners of the mouth. Wearing dentures increases the risk of this condition. Oral thrush is usually harmless and is not contagious. It can be easily treated with medicines bought from a pharmacy.